Icecapades of 1957 starts April 4th, 11 days only. Tickets now, Chicago Stadium or Bonds. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. Hi, everyone. Once again from Chicago. And gee, it's a pleasure to be able to say the sun is shining and it's a beautiful day in our town. And I hope if you're sort of minching and munching on Wrigley Spearmint that it's just as delightfully beautiful there as it is here. Now today we're going to deviate from our usual custom of presenting a guest star and just sort of sit around and talk about phonograph records just between the two of us. And just sort of generally look and appraise the entire record picture as we view it from our vantage point. There are some good records out now, and I think probably you'll see that we've selected what I honestly feel are three of the best ones for midday listening. And if you're tuned to your favorite spot in your radio dial, which I know is always CBS, I think maybe you'll like this as an opener. It's done by Guy Mitchell, a young boy who has made his start in the business, well, prior to this by some 6 or 7 years, hit the jackpot almost immediately on the strength of a couple of great-selling records, and then rather withered on the vine for a few years, and it was a while before Guy returned to his old form of being one of the number one record stars in the country. Here's a happy-go-lucky thing that's named after a type of music. It's called rockabilly.
Rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock, rock. Rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock. Some people think it came from Tennessee, then spread on out to the Lone Prairie. It's hillbilly rock. Fiddly-dee turns me inside out. Give me some rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock, rock. Rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock. Grab yourself a partner, lose the blues, wear your soft pot clothes in stopping shoes. Better head for the hills, gone to blow my fuse. Ooh, I'm gonna shout, give me some rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock, rock. Rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock. Rockabilly swang the do-si-do, and the guitar man chase the old banjo. Leave the hope for the crow. I'll go, man, go. Wiggle like a trout. Give me some rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock, rock. Rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, ooh, rock, rock. Feel this crazy beat, you gotta lose control of your two-legged feet. Give me Mountain Juice, turn me loose, leave me wave my arms about. Give me some rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock, rock. Rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock. You know what rockabilly's all about. You know it's gonna make you sing and shout. You know you're gonna act like a crazy fool. It's cool. Rockabilly, rockabilly, ooh, rock, rock.
Has a real handsome sound, isn't it? And certainly a real peppy thing, and I hope it sort of represents your spirit and attitude on this swell March day. Well, the 29th, this is the last weekend in March. You probably recognize that as being on your calendar in the kitchen, don't you? March 29th, and next time we see you, it'll be around April 1st, and this will be your little old fool, we hope. Now, I was just looking here at a package of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum while we were listening to Rockabilly by Guy Mitchell. And you know, there's no doubt about it, this is a product that is probably carried by more people in pockets and pocketbooks and automobiles than any other one single product you can think of. And when you pull out that package and pull out one stick from the package, you know doggone well that this is an invitation to a lot of moments of real pleasant chewing. And while we sit here mincing words about records, I hope you're sitting there munching goodness from Wrigley Spearmint. You take a look at that clean white pack of Wrigley Spearmint. Handsome colors of red and green and white. And then, of course, the one symbolic thing about the whole Wrigley product, I think, is that little sprig of the spearmint leaf right on the pack. Now, that's exactly why spearmint is so good and so refreshing. Because spearmint, you see, is a refreshing product. And then all the rest of the things that go into the making of Wrigley Spearmint make it a real invitation to a treat for you. So why don't you enjoy Wrigley Spearmint at your earliest opportunity? This weekend, if you're going out in the country for a drive, it helps you to keep alert behind the wheel. But it'll always keep you refreshed, relaxed, and contented. It aids your teeth, of course, the chewing action, and it also keeps your breath always sweet. So why don't you have Wrigley Spearmint wherever you go? It's a doggone good product. I think you'll like it. Bonnie Guitar is a young lady who is from the country and western field of music. And about a month or 6 weeks ago, you might recall, I think maybe you heard this record first on this program, because as soon as we got it, we scheduled it. We felt that not only did she have a great integrity for a pretty lyric, but also she has a voice timbre that's a real joy to listen to. I think you'd like listening to it again. At least I would, and I hope you'll go along for the ride. Bonnie Guitar, a dot record called Dark Moon.
Your splendor, dark moon. What is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love? Mortals have dreamed. Dark moon, away up high up in the sky. Oh, tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your life withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love?
Gail's a great little singer, isn't she? Her name is Bonnie Guitar. She records for the Dot Record Company. And the song, of course, is one that she was a co-writer. And it's called simply Dark Moon. Now, this weekend, I wish that you would make me a promise, most important single promise I think that you can make to me or anyone else. If you do go out in your automobile, if you do go riding in the country to enjoy this newfound spring delight and the warm air and the beautiful sunrise and sunshine, will you please drive carefully? You know, every single Monday morning when I pick up the morning newspaper and look at the tragedy on the highways, I come to the sudden realization that we're very foolish people. Life is a precious commodity that we have. It's a heritage that's given to us. We shouldn't waste it. If you do go out in your automobile, will you please drive carefully? And I know that you mamas, you ladies, get a lot of kidding about the nagging that you do in the back seat, but sometimes I think maybe you're there for a real good purpose, and if Papa goes just a little bit too fast, you sort of nag until he slows down. Don't take chances on the highway. Please be careful, and please be careful of the kids during the school hours around the school rooms. Drive carefully whenever you drive. And I suppose I could, except that I don't want to commercialize a statement like that, say that you'll always stay alert, Much more so when you're driving, when you chew Wrigley Spearmint, but even more important than you're buying Wrigley, it's that you drive carefully wherever you go. There's a boy by the name of Sonny James who was the first one to make a thing called Young Love. It was covered almost immediately by a very dear friend of mine by the name of Tab Hunter. These two boys, Tab and Sonny, vied it out for honors, fought it out to the bitter end, and while the winner was not adjudged as the mayor of the town, nevertheless, both boys created great honors for themselves by having a swell version of the song. Now Sonny James has followed up his opening success with another very pretty ballad, and I'm going to defy the record companies today by playing the side that they don't feel is the plug side. They would like to have the plug on the first date, first kiss, first love side. And while that is a delightful 3 minutes of music, I think this is equally good, and it bespeaks of very lovely lyrics. It's Sonny James, a new Capitol record called Speak to Me.
Why he turned away? What did I say? Oh, darling, speak to me. Just yesterday, we were so gay. Please, darling, speak to me. You're cold as if we never met. Can it be true that hearts forget? A castaway, I love you yet. Speak to me, speak to me. I wish I knew. What did I do? Oh, darling, speak to me. Can it be true there's someone new? Please, darling, speak to me. If we are through, I'd like to know, what did I do to hurt you so? It breaks my heart to let you go. Speak to me, speak to me. True that hearts forget. A castaway, I love you yet. Speak to me, speak to me, speak to me.
Real pretty. Speak to Me, done by Sonny James on Capitol. If you don't think that the so-called Western, country and Western, or if you prefer to call it hillbilly music, has had a tremendous impact on the market, let me tell you that the three songs today that we've had were practically all hillbilly. Rockabilly, of course, was named after a form of music which is a combination of rock and roll and hillbilly, so they call the tune Rockabilly. Then the second tune, Dark Moon, was definitely country and Western, and Speak to Me by Sonny James, likewise a Western tune. So you see, for those of you who like to sort of keep apprised of music and abreast of what the teenagers are talking about, I think maybe when the kids come home for lunch today or for dinner tonight, you might say to them something about, gee, there's an awful lot of country and Western, and you'll probably flip those teenage kids of yours, Mother. They'll say, how comes you know so much about the music? Well, anyway, it's been a lot of fun playing records for you in this quarter hour for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Now, remember, you're going to do two things. Most important, you're going to drive carefully over the weekend. And number two, if it's convenient, I hope that you'll have Wrigley Spearmint. A swell product. You'll love it. This is Howard Miller from Chicago. Thanks for spending the time. We'll see you on Monday, April Fool's Day. Goodbye for now. Here's Joe Foss.
You've just heard the Howard Miller Show, brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley Spearmint Gum. This is the CBS Radio Network.